Gordon B. Hinckley said, "Let us never forget to pray. God lives. God is near. God is real. He is not only aware of us, but cares for us. He is our Heavenly Father. He is accessible to all who will seek Him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute number 880. Here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our featured prayer motivator verse from the Word of God today is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, which says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I want to pause for a moment, and I want to thank God for my oldest daughter, Danny White, Daniela Danny White, who helped me to start this podcast so long ago, along with its twin, the Prayer Motivator Devotional. And then I want to thank all of my children who have helped me with it down through the years, for all of them have contributed, even if it was nothing but sitting beside me and moving the mouse, which I could do myself, but I've always wanted help to do it. And recently I thank God for my oldest son doing producing the podcast, and now my daughter Danae is producing the podcasts for the Prayer Motivator Devotional and the Prayer Motivator Minute. And I thank the Lord for my children helping me in the ministry. And with that, dear friends, our featured quote for today regarding prayer, our prayer motivator quote is what we call it, today is from Dr. Rick Warren. He said, "The more you pray, the less you'll panic. The more you worship, the less you worry. You'll feel more patient and less pressured." And I say amen. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word today. Thank you for the reminders. Thank you for the encouragements to pray. So Lord, going forward throughout this day, help us to obey your holy word, to pray without ceasing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, and our bodies are buried in a grave because of sin. But we also die spiritually because of sin and go to a place called hell if we never trust Jesus Christ, God's gift to the world, as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 himself, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but you will be glad to know I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said it himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white, the red and the yellow. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.